MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is the Naked Indian, Single Track Samurai, calling in for Monument Lake Campground in the heart of Big Cypress. Yesterday I rode from Clewiston through the Devil's Garden into Big Cypress. The mornings are the best parts of the day. The evening, same, when the temps are cool and the, you know, everything is just perfect. The lighting is perfect. Temps are cool. The middle of the day, though, is when, you know, the environment holds your arms behind your back and punches you in the gut, slaps you in the face, makes you second guess why you're out here on a bike. It's wide open and hot. You basically hopscotch from shade to shade. You make agreements. Hey, I'm going to get to that spot and then I can take a break. I must have drank more water than I anticipated. I drank all my water, found this little Mexican place that's been on the route now for a couple years, had some great tacos, got even more liquids there. I mean, a ton of liquids, which was good. This is what I needed to do to stay moving and stay productive. I soaked my bandana in water and wore it over my jugular veins on my neck, and that's really the best way to keep cool. Because you could pour water over your head, but that'll only last, you know, a couple minutes until it evaporates. But that rag around your neck holds the water well and takes forever to evaporate. So that was the real, like, game changer to keep me moving. I should have done that as soon as I got into Three Lakes. I should have started doing that. So, lesson learned. Big Cypress is beautiful. I probably take a million pictures through here, but the mosquitoes, man, they remind you that it's their land and you keep moving. Today I plan to ride into the Keys and then stop, per the request from my family. They don't want me riding at night on St. Patrick's Day. So although I wanted to finish today, it makes more sense for me just to shore up, enjoy St. Patrick's Day evening somewhere, and then finish in the daylight where I can get a good photo of that lifting the bike up over my head finish, which, by the way, I've already had to do a dozen times to get through certain obstacles on the trip. Regardless, so the finish will be Friday, so I consider today and tomorrow victory laps. I think I'm going to go feed some fish that Charlie recommended. He recommended a Cuban place, too, so... What the heck? When am I going to ride to the Keys again? Right? Best to enjoy it and savor these moments. There's been so many things that, like, I forget to tell you guys about, and I probably won't tell you about it right now. I'm going to finish my Irish coffee and get out of here. And looking forward to riding Loop Road. It's a great feature on the route. And that's what's up. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.